We're joined by manager Paul Quinn after today's fantastic 3-1 win in the League Cup away at Basford. Paul, do you think that'll give your team momentum going forward in the league?
It was a good positive result tonight, no doubt about that. We made a few changes in terms of personnel, but we named a strong side and, you know, delighted to come down here. Tough place to come. Basford have been going well and, you know, we're delighted to be through to the next round. We placed quite a lot of importance on tonight's game before we kicked off, and, you know, we wanted a good performance from the lads, and you know, I'm delighted to come down here and get the win, and it keeps a nice little run going, and now we look forward to Saturday.
What would you like to achieve in the competition?
Well, we'll see where it takes us. I mean, we've got a lot of games coming up, and I think we'll go Saturday, Tuesday now till the end of February, and so we'll just have to see how it goes. But, you know, we've got a home draw now in the next round, and if we can get through that, then we'll just keep taking it one round at a time. And, you know, we want to win every game we play. We said that before the match, whatever competition it is. You know, we want to win games, and we placed emphasis on that before the game again today, so delighted we could get the result.
January looks to have a few tricky fixtures coming up. How do you think the squad will cope with it? Is there any injuries or anyone out?
No, apart from Adam Field's out long term now. He's going to be probably best part of 5 or 6 more weeks, but we've obviously strengthened now, and with Max and Martin and Joe, and obviously Chris Fisher coming in, you know, we've strengthened the squad a little bit, so we feel as if we've got enough to cope with the fixtures, and it is going to be a real squad effort. We touched on that again before the game. It's going to take you know, it's not going to take 11 people to get us where we want to be. It's going to take 16, 17, 18 players who are capable of coming in and doing as good a job as the people that are going out, and we stress that, and you know, it's a real club effort now from now until the end of the season.
Joe Jagger's come in, he's done really well. He seems to have offered a different dimension to the side. How do you think he's done as an outlet, really, and, you know, winning balls in the air and things?
Very well, he's done great. You know, we threw him straight in at Pickering and he responded to that. And fitness-wise, he wasn't quite there at that game, but you can see he's getting sharper as the games go on. And, you know, he's nowhere near the finished article yet, but he's made a really good impact. And not just because he's got off to a good start on the goal-scoring tally, either his, you know, his all-round play has been good and he's worked hard and he's taken on board what we're trying to do here. And, you know, I'm pleased for the start he's got. And like I say, he's got a lot of progress to make yet, which is really pleasing. So, you know, I'm delighted for him and, you know, hope it continues in that vein.
And finally, how do you think Brad Waddington did making his debut?
Excellent, Brad. You know, along with another few development team players, Brad's you know, done well with the development side, and he's bought his time in terms of getting a first team opportunity, and he's got a good, I think, 30-35 minutes tonight, and he's done well. I thought it was an assured performance from him against a good left winger. You know, their left side and midfielder was playing well for them, and Brad came on and did a good job against him, so I'm pleased for him. And, you know, look, we've said it all along, if the development team players do well, they'll get the opportunity, and we want to send that message out to all the lads, the young lads in the development team.
Brilliant. Thank you, Paul.
Cheers.